Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Fresh Roasted Hosting. I just love saying that. I love that name. That's like got to be one of the coolest company names ever. I don't mean to sound like a homer saying that, but come on, Fresh Roasted Hosting. I'm in. We're here to empower you with knowledge to get the most out of your website. And we love your questions. Anything about your website form, function, ranking, social media stuff, ask us on our Facebook page. Use the Ask a Question button on our podcast page or email us at info@minddnd.com. We'll help you out, just like we're going to help out Karina from Lititz, Pennsylvania. She's got a great question for us this year, one that kind of made me stop in my tracks because it's a very basic question. It's very easy to overlook what Karina asks. And that's what kind of struck me about the question, because I believe it's a question that a lot of you are asking yourselves when you're embarking on whatever SEO venture that you're embarking upon. We will hit that in the second part of our show today. But first, if you love the search engines, set them free. If they come back to you, they're yours. If they don't, then it was never meant to be. Yeah, I am going a little existentialist on you there. But the truth of the matter is, those crazy search engine algorithms, we've had numerous updates this past year. And with the end of the year coming up, I thought it would be good to talk about recovery. Some of you listening may have found yourself smacked by penalty in the past year. It will probably be a few months before more updates. So I thought it would be good to look at what you can do to recover from penalty and what your expectations realistically should be for both algorithmic and manual spam penalty. And that's just it. There are two kinds of penalties. We've discussed this in previous podcasts, manual penalty and algorithmic penalty. With the recent Panda and Penguin updates of this past summer and current fall, I thought it would be good to revisit both of these and give you some insight on why they happen and what you can do to fix the problem. Very often, businesses find themselves in penalty not because of something that they themselves did purposely, but because they trusted an SEO to do legitimate work for them and the SEO was just buying links illegitimately. That's a no-no. So what we're going to do today is look at how you get into penalty and what you can do to get out of it. The truth of the matter is that if you're really trying to do your SEO slash content marketing legitimately, you will avoid these penalties naturally. However, the truth of the matter is also that the more granular the search engine algorithms changes get, the more likely it is that you could be inadvertently smacked at some point by one of these penalties. Obviously, you don't want to be hit by any of these penalties, but one is definitely worse than the other as far as your ability to recover from it. Always ask yourself this question in everything you're doing with your website. Ask yourself this question. Am I trying to legitimately reach and help my potential customers and clients? Ask yourself that question with regard to every method you use in your internet marketing, because that is more powerful than any algorithm. And if the answer is honestly yes, you will most likely weather most of these penalty storms. Seriously, let's face it. When Panda and Penguin and the rest of the Google menagerie are unleashed on us, it usually affects less than 10% of the search results. You'd never know that for all the hubbub about it. Yeah, I'm showing my age there saying hubbub. I just like saying hubbub. But think about all the hype and let that sink in for a moment. These penalties usually affect less than 10% of search results. Granted, those tend to be in the upper reaches of the search results. They're higher profile, so that's why they get so much attention. All that being said, let's look first at the worst of the two penalties, which is algorithmic penalty. This is the Google Menagerie, the panda, the hummingbird, the pigeon, and of course the dreaded penguin. In a previous podcast, I outlined the fact that Hummingbird focuses on true semantic search. Search engine land editor-in-chief and a damn fine writer as well, I might say, Danny Sullivan, described Hummingbird as, quote-unquote, paying more attention to each word in a query, ensuring that the whole query, the whole sentence, or conversation, or meaning is taken into account. This isn't just about words, people. It's about meaning and context. That is what you should be thinking about, not just words, but how your words are used in a sentence, the context of them. Pigeon is all about revamping of local search, where Google is taking all of your local, your social profiles into account from Google/Google My Business, of course, to profiles that had been demoted previously but are now valuable again, like your online super pages and yellow pages listings and good relevant directory listings for whatever your professional arena is. These two algorithm changes don't normally result in penalties, however, as we know them, like Panda and Penguin. They have resulted in some people being kind of demoted in the rankings here and there, but those aren't algorithm changes that are targeting spammers. In a nutshell, Panda is all about penalizing websites that have what is determined to be thin content. Content that gives bare minimum facts and useful information to the point that it's obvious that the content is merely taking up space and serving some other purpose that Google can only determine to be counterproductive to the point. Penguin, on the other hand, is all about those aforementioned illicit links. People paying SEOs to get links from anywhere and everywhere. Quantity over quality. And boy, do these people and businesses pay. It's ugly. This is probably the worst of the penalties that you can get into, as far as I'm concerned. Like everything else, you'll find people who will argue those points, but that is about as ugly as it gets, as far as I'm concerned. If you find yourself in algorithmic penalty, you're not going to know until you see your traffic numbers and ranking go into the toilet. That's literally what happens. You don't get any notification, no forewarning, no message from Google in your webmaster tools inbox. You just wake up one day and find your numbers tanking. Truth of the matter is, as a business, you will know why you're in penalty if you're honest with yourself. Have you been paying attention to the methods your in-house or outhouse SEO/content marketing team are using to improve your ranking? Come on. Have you been reading the content that they've been producing for you? Do you care enough to read it? Have you been paying attention to their link efforts? Links are still important, but you have to do it right. You have to do it naturally with quality content and not in huge quantities. It's usually going to be one of those two things, as Hummingbird and Pigeon aren't as spam-focused as Panda and Penguin. Look at your content on your website and be honest. Would you want to read that? Sounds ridiculously simple, and it really is, but it's become overcomplicated due to an overabundance of business owners in denial. You have time for what you have time for, and unfortunately, a lot of business owners have decided they don't have time for quality. Don't write for the search engines. Write for your audience. Write for your readers. Keywords happen naturally in honest content. Look at your links. They're right there in Webmaster Tools. If your links are coming from sites that have nothing to do with your business, then Houston, we have a problem. If you're a home building site and your links are coming from Russian casino sites, then that will raise a flag with Google. Again, it sounds ridiculous, but it happens all the time. When you trust the wrong SEO and content marketing team. How do you fix the problem? Well, the bad news is it ain't going to happen overnight, but the good news is you can recover. The thing to remember is that most of these algorithm updates go on they go on a roughly 6 month cycle. That basically means that if you get penalized by, say, Penguin, you can go through the disavow process to get rid of all those links that you shouldn't have had in the first place, but you really won't harvest the fruits of your labors until the next update. Don't put yourself at the mercy of the system, because there's no guarantee that there will be any update every 6 months, you know, whether it's Panda, Penguin, or whatever. There's no guarantees. Case in point, Penguin. Penguin was introduced in April of 2012. That's the big link. That's the big link algorithm targeting link spammers. It was introduced in April 2012, then it was tweaked the next month in May 2012. The next update was October 2012, then May 2013, then October 2013, then horror of horrors. There was no update this past May. Surprise, surprise, which is why there was so much controversy about it. Semi-predictability, you heard it first right here back in August, right here on this podcast if you were listening. Google did a Penguin update last month. I told you it was going to happen back in August. And it's still kind of rolling out. The moral of the story is, if you got smacked by Penguin in October of 2013, you had to wait a full year to really be rewarded for fixing the problem on your site and recover some ranking and traffic. Gaming the search engines is a huge risk, and one I don't recommend any of you take, no matter how tempting it is or how it is pitched to you. If you're dinged by Penguin, go through the link disavow process, which I assure you, you will never want to go through again. It's hell. Once you do what you have to do, then you have to wait for the next update to really see what your result will be. It's that simple. You will probably spend more time waiting for the next update than you will ultimately spend fixing what you have to fix. That stinks, especially when you have to wait a year, like the Penguin for this year. Same with Panda. Fix your content and make sure it reads like it was intended to help people. Don't just make flat statements. Use examples with definitions. This is English 101, people. Put thought into the content on your website. My favorite analogy for this is my media ethics teacher at LSU. Good old Louisiana State University. Go Tigers! His name is Dr. Lewis Day, and he's my favorite college professor, because the man taught all of us dumb college students how to reason and think and then communicate that reason and thought in writing. On the first day of my media ethics class with Dr. Day, he gave us all the semester syllabus, and we all saw that we had a 20-page term paper due every 2 weeks. No, I was not looking forward to that. As much as I enjoy writing and obviously talking, I was not looking forward to that. We had to solve three different ethical dilemmas in these term papers and communicate our thought process in doing so. As was the case in every non-English studies class, you know, you have English 101, you know that spelling and punctuation count. But if it's not English 101 and you've got a term paper due, how many of you listening here, raise your hand, I can't see you, but raise your hand anyway. If you were in a class and there was some Einstein who raised their class and said, "Do spelling and punctuation count?" I hated that question. That makes me bristle to this day. Dr. Day's response was classic, and the silence that followed in the classroom was just beyond definition. He simply said, "Well, that depends on whether or not you want me to understand what you're trying to say." Be mindful of how you acquire links to your website, and be mindful of how you communicate with visitors through your website. You can recover from penalty, but it truly takes less effort to avoid penalty than it takes to overcome it. When we come back, we'll look at overcoming manual penalty, which is a little easier than algorithmic penalty. And we have a really overlooked question, as I mentioned before, from Karina, about SEO and ranking that I just can't wait to tell you about.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back with the Mind Your Business podcast, empowering you with the knowledge you need to get the most out of your website and develop a true bond with your audience of potential clients and customers. That is what it's all about with your website, connection. We encourage you to hit us up on Facebook with your web development, web design, social media, SEO, and content marketing questions. I'm going to tend to one of those here shortly. But first, to wrap up our discussion on overcoming penalties, let's look at manual spam penalty. You definitely don't want to get penalized in any way, but manual spam penalty is the lesser of two evils, as Google will let you, they'll kind of tell you what the problem is and what you need to do. Whereas with algorithmic penalty, you're on your own to figure it out. You wake up one day, like I told you in the first segment, you wake up one day, you see that your rankings have gone to the toilet. And it's like, oh, what am I got to do about this? In most cases, you really do know what the problem is. Now, with manual spam penalty, you will get a notice in your Webmaster Tools account. What happens is that something on your site raises a red flag with Google enough for one of their people to personally pay a visit to your site and determine if there's a problem and what the problem is. Typically, as previously noted, it's something you shouldn't be doing and you probably know better in a lot of cases. There are exceptions, but come on. Manual spam penalties are typically for aggressive spamming, like automatically generated content, cloaking, scraping content from other websites, keyword stuffing, not a good Thanksgiving dish, using redirects in sneaky ways, and repeated violations of Google's webmaster guidelines. In fact, the more I say that, it's like, why do they go easier on people for doing these things? Again, I don't mean to offend anyone, but these are things that you have to really, in most cases, make an appointment for. Whether you employed these means yourself or hired an SEO who employed these means, Google looks at them all as being deliberate. Bottom line, you will get notification of what problem or problems you need to fix in Webmaster Tools. And once you make your fixes, you can directly contact Google with a re-inclusion request and generally recover your ranking. It's not, again, it's not going to happen overnight, but at least with manual spam penalty, you are notified and Google tells you, hey, this is what's wrong. Fix this and then get back with us. So you get back with them. You can usually recover your ranking more quickly. Whereas with algorithmic penalty, if it's a roughly 6-month cycle, you're going to be waiting for a little while. But like algorithmic penalty, it is much easier to avoid it altogether than have to recover from it. If you have more questions about this, please hit us up and we'll address those on our podcast. That's what we're here for. And speaking of questions, I got a really good one from Karina in Lititz, Pennsylvania this week. And it is this. How quickly will Google notice that I have updated my site's SEO? I love this. And thank you, Karina. This is one of those topics that's easy to overlook if you're mired in this SEO and content marketing world as I am every day, even weekends. I'm just wired like that. But as algorithm updates come and go and new ones are on the horizon and there's a lot of overthinking being done, the question that most of you have on your mind is exactly what Karina asked here. And why I'm so glad she asked it. How quickly will Google notice that you've updated your site's SEO? Well, first of all, there's no cut and dried answer to that in terms of weekdays, whatever. I don't mean to be ambiguous here. But here's what you should know, and this will give you a clearer picture, at least of, you know, an estimated time frame. If you have updated your on-site SEO, I encourage you to resubmit your sitemap to the search engines. In doing this and in tracking your progress with Google Webmaster Tools, you'll find out that Google will start reindexing your site pretty quickly. I use Google here because Google Webmaster Tools is an excellent tool. Google Webmaster Tools and Analytics, and you can also track your Bing and your Yahoo local traffic in there. You can track everything. So I'm not meaning to omit Bing or Yahoo, but the truth of the matter is these are excellent tools. So you can track your progress in Google Webmaster Tools, and you'll find that usually within 24 to 72 hours of your resubmission, you're going to notice in Webmaster Tools that your site is being reindexed. Now, what you will find is that the initial reindexing could happen fairly quickly, but it can take weeks and weeks for the search engines to completely reindex your site, even more than a month, depending on the size of your site. Now, in the meantime, if you're posting relevant content regularly on your blog, Tuesdays and Thursdays, ideally, and Fridays is good for a weekly recap, you're inviting Googlebot and all the search engine bots to your website, and you can actually speed up the process to a certain extent. There is the old adage, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and this really is no exception. If you don't resubmit your sitemap, your website will still be reindexed, and the work you did to improve your SEO will still provide benefit for you eventually. By resubmitting your sitemap and basically asking the search engines to resubmit your site, you're waving your own flag there. You are accelerating the process and drawing positive attention to the work that you've done. So again, there's no cut and dried time frame. But just do the work to improve your on-site SEO and then submit your site for re-indexing. And you can get your results sooner rather than later. And you can resubmit your site for re-indexing every time you make changes on it if you want to. Don't go crazy with it, but you can do that. And when you do it, you'll probably find out you have more tweaking to do. And that's okay, as this arena is constantly changing. But the best part is you'll be able to track your improvements along the way. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. Thank you, Karina, for a great question this week. Mind Your Business podcast is presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting. If you have a question about your website, its look, its function, its ranking, do like Karina did and let us know. Hit us up on Facebook, the Ask a Question button on our podcast, or email us info@minddnd.com. We'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.